Good morning, I'm Dan, and this is Feedcast Radio, your daily dose of tech news with a side of reality check. It's another wild day in Silicon Valley, and we've got some stories that'll make you question everything.
And I'm Jess. Dan, when you say question everything, are we talking about the Mark Zuckerberg lying to Congress story? Because wow, that's a headline that feels both shocking and somehow completely predictable.
Exactly where we're starting, Jess. So the story making rounds on Hacker News today claims Zuckerberg flat out lied to Congress. And honestly, the evidence is pretty damning.
Wait, which congressional testimony are we talking about here? Because let's be real, there have been quite a few over the years.
That's the thing. It's become such a pattern that we're losing track. But this particular analysis is focused on data privacy claims that apparently don't match internal company practices.
So what does this mean practically? Like, are there actual consequences when tech CEOs give misleading testimony? Or is this just another whoopsie moment?
Here's my cynical take. Congress will huff and puff, maybe call for more hearings, and ultimately, nothing changes. The real question is whether users finally start caring enough to actually switch platforms.
Speaking of things that should worry users more than they probably do, Microsoft just admitted that a bug in Copilot was summarizing people's confidential emails. Dan, this is exactly the kind of AI mishap we've been warning about.
Oh, this is Rich, Microsoft's AI assistant, the one they're pushing into every Office product, accidentally started treating private emails like public documents. I'm sure their enterprise customers are thrilled.
The scary part is how this probably happened to tons of people before anyone even noticed. Like how many confidential business deals or personal messages got accidentally summarized and shared.
And Microsoft's response is basically, oops, we fixed it. No real accountability for what data might have been exposed. This is why I keep saying we're moving too fast with AI integration.
It really makes you wonder about all the other AI tools we're trusting with sensitive information. But hey, at least Microsoft was transparent about the bug when they found it, right?
I suppose that's something. Though being transparent about your mistakes only counts for so much when the mistakes involve people's private data. All right, we've got more stories coming up, including a surprisingly fun one about an Olympic choreographer going viral.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this quick break.
This episode of Feedcast Radio is brought to you by, well, us, Feedcast, the AI radio that turns your news feeds into personalized shows. Want your news your way every single morning? Try Feedcast Premium. No ads, custom topics, and your show ready before your coffee. Visit feedcast.ai.
And we're back on Feedcast Radio. I'm Jess, here with Dan, and we promised you something fun.
Right. So here's a story that caught my eye from Wired. An Olympic choreographer named Benoit Richaud went viral just for changing jackets. Yes, you heard that right, changing jackets.
Wait, I need more context here. How does someone go viral for a wardrobe change? Was it like a magical transformation or something?
Apparently, Richaud was the choreographer behind some of the Paris Olympic ceremonies, and there was this moment where he smoothly switched jackets during a performance that just captivated the internet.
I love this. In a world of deepfakes and AI controversies, we're getting excited about a guy's jacket-changing technique. It's so wonderfully human and simple.
It really shows how starved we are for genuine non-digital moments. Sometimes the most viral content is just someone being effortlessly smooth at something completely ordinary.
Plus, it's nice to have an Olympic story that's purely about the artistry and performance, not about tech controversies or data breaches for once.
Exactly. Sometimes a jacket is just a jacket, and that's perfectly fine with me.
Well, that's a wrap on today's Feedcast Radio. Thanks for joining us for another journey through the weird and wonderful world of tech news.
Keep questioning those testimonies, update your privacy settings, and maybe practice your jacket-changing technique. We'll see you tomorrow with more tech news and hot takes.
Until then, this is Jess and Dan signing off. Stay curious, everyone.